Hello, I'm Tim Hallbaum from Bring Forth Publishing. This program is designed to guide you through a process for giving forgiveness and releasing anger, pain, or hurt. This is not a process to listen to while driving a car. Instead, find a place where you can be relaxed and comfortable and free from disturbances. Forgiveness is about releasing our grievance towards someone or something and freeing ourselves from being hooked, and keeping our focus on the past. Every major spiritual philosophy has made it clear that it's imperative to forgive if you are to let the light into your heart and soul and live with newness and possibility. Holding on to hurts and anger and grievances not only limits your ability to be happy, it can unbalance your biochemistry and contribute to health problems. It's one thing to know that you should forgive. It's another to know how to truly release and let go. This tape uses special imaging processes from neuro-linguistic programming to give you a powerful way to let go. So, to get started, loosen your clothing and sit in a comfortable chair with your back straight, or lay down so that you're fully supported. Take in a deep breath and release it. And just for now, give yourself permission to be fully present with this process. Set a mental intent to resolve and release any hurt related to the person who comes to mind for you now to forgive. And as you think about this person and what they did, it's helpful to recognize that it's very important to separate what the person did from that person, himself or herself, if you really want to forgive. Matthew and Dennis Lynn, with Sheila Fabrikant, who have a spiritual healing ministry, have related a story of Wild Bill. Wild Bill was a man in a concentration camp during World War II. When the Americans liberated the camp at the end of the war, they arrested a number of the guards and one of the inmates, who they nicknamed Wild Bill. They called him Wild Bill because he had a long and unpronounceable name, and because, unlike the other inmates of the camp, who looked like emaciated skeletons, Wild Bill looked healthy and robust. So the Americans assumed that he'd been stealing food from everyone else. But as soon as he was arrested, all the other inmates said, "No, no, don't arrest him. He's like the camp angel. He even shares his rations with us." It seems that at the beginning of the war, the Nazis had marched into Wild Bill's town and emptied the apartment building where he lived in the middle of the night. And in front of him, they slaughtered his wife and his children as he watched on. They spared Wild Bill because he could speak several languages and they thought he might be useful to them. Wild Bill said, at the moment when the Nazis killed his wife and children, he had to make a decision. He could either hate them and become like a Nazi, or he could look through that twisted psychology and see the innocent inside and love that. And he chose to forgive the people. Now, this didn't mean that he ever accepted their behavior. But by living in a space of love, rather than grievance and anger and hate, he was able to maintain his health, his weight, and well-being in the most difficult possible circumstances of a Nazi concentration camp. All of us have had experience of sorting the person out from his or her behavior. For example, if a three-year-old's writing on the wall with a crayon, we don't condone the behavior, we stop the behavior, but we forgive the child, we still accept the child. It's really important to remember that the behavior that a person does is often different than the person. So it's important to first sort the behavior from the person. It's also important to recognize what it is that's hard to forgive. One of the things that's hard to forgive is when we feel like our personhood is attacked or damaged, like we're betrayed by somebody. When we feel betrayed, we'll often hold angry, hurtful thoughts and produce a body chemistry which is not healthy. A friend related to me a story about a so-called primitive people who have a belief that all illness is related to a lack of forgiveness. So if you become ill, you go visit the shaman who lights a fire, creates ritual, and somewhere in the middle of the process, with sleight of hand, will reach over and pull a hook from your heart, pricking you slightly. A real, genuine fish hook. which he'll then hand to you, and ask you, who is it that you need to forgive? You then have to figure this out, and you're required, in order to get well, to go give the hook back to the person that you need to forgive. Of course, when you go to that person, you can't say, I forgive you, because that would be condescending. Instead, you forgive yourself by asking the person to forgive you for holding the negative thoughts about that other person. My understanding is that the hook process works very well for really releasing and giving yourself permission to heal. So with these thoughts in mind about forgiveness, about letting go, about releasing, take in a deep breath and hold it. And notice the tension that goes with holding on. And then release your breath and allow your breathing to become even and full. And scan your body for any tensions. Release the tension in your feet, your calves, your thighs, your back, your chest, your face. And allow yourself to just become relaxed, yet fully present. Because it's good to go into the process we're about to go into when you're in a relaxed, open state of mind. So again, go down and think about your feet and tense the muscles in your feet. Notice what it's like to hold on. It's like holding on to a hurt, and then release them and let go and feel the relaxation as you allow your awareness to go to your calves and tighten those and release them. Then tighten the muscles in your thighs and buttocks. Notice the tension and then relax and just allow your feet and legs to become warmer and heavier. Now arch your back slightly and feel the tension in your lower back and release that. Now tense your stomach muscles, then let them go. Make fists and tighten your arms, your forearms, your biceps, your shoulders, and lift your shoulders up as if to touch your ears, letting all those muscles tighten from your arms to your shoulders, then let it go and release, and take in another deep breath. And as you hold in, notice what it feels like to hold on. And as you breathe out, let go. Now frown with your eyebrows. Clench your teeth. Push your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Feel the tension in your face. And then release it. Now take one more deep breath. And as you exhale, picture the person or people whom you need to release at the moment just before the event that you are forgiving occurred. Get a sense of what their beliefs were and what they're like as a person. And then mentally step back and imagine you're watching that person in the event that you want to forgive with you, just like you're watching a videotape, seeing yourself, the other person, and watch what they did. Imagine if you need to, watching through a very thick piece of glass. You're safe behind it, and you're watching a movie of what happened. You want to be sure you can see yourself as well as that other person. As you watch them, identify what limitation they are operating from. How are they limited as a person? How are they being non-resourceful? What would get them to behave this way? Then give this limitation a name and ask yourself, what were they trying to get for themselves in behaving the way they did? Did they want more control, more power, more self-esteem in treating you this way? Then ask yourself, what would having that get for them that is even more important? Find out what they really wanted with this behavior, even if they were deliberately trying to hurt you. There was some positive goal in their behavior. Let me give you an example. I once worked with a man who couldn't learn academic subjects well, and it all went back to a time when he was in school and flunked a spelling test. His teacher decided to make him an example for the other students, so she tied him up in a chair with silver duct tape all the way from his feet up to his mouth, like an Egyptian mummy, on a chair, and then put a sign on him that said, "Dummy." She put him out in the hall for 2 hours, and the other students got to pass him, seeing him looking that way. Now, what do you suspect her positive intention was? Well, when I asked the man, he said, "Well, she was trying to control my behavior." And what did that get for her? That still wasn't good enough to forgive. And he said, "Well, if she controlled my behavior, she might get control of the whole class." And what would that get for her? Well, if she got control of the whole class, then she could appear to be a better teacher. And if she appeared to be a better teacher, she'd be thought more highly of. And if she were respected and thought more highly of, she could feel better about herself. And when he got to those core states that she was really looking for, even though her behavior was unacceptable, he was able to begin to let go and forgive her and free himself from the past. So it's important for you here to find out what the core desire was for the person that you need to forgive. If you separate that person from their behavior, just like Wild Bill did from the Nazi murderers, it'll give you permission to set yourself free. It's a very important part of this process. If you can't figure out what their positive intention was, watch it in a detached way one more time, seeing yourself and the other person just like an old movie. And then, if it's appropriate and you feel safe, mentally become the other person. Try to find out being them, breathing like them, moving like them, acting like them. What's in their heart? What is it that they're trying to get for themselves? Be them looking back at you. How do you look through their eyes? And as them, what's your positive intention? What are you really trying to get for yourself? Now, when you have a sense of that person's positive intention and the limitation that they are operating from, then identify what internal quality or state of mind or way of being would they have needed to treat you in a more appropriate way for you. Take a minute and get clear on what it would have been. For example, the teacher in the story I just related needed compassion. If she'd operated from a space of compassion with the child that wasn't doing well in school, it would have served him better and really would have served her positive intention of being a good teacher better. So think of that state of mind, that quality. Would it be love? Would it be compassion? Would it be a real sense of self? Would it be the knowledge that they are an empowered human being? Be very clear on what the resource would be. And now, as that begins to really come to you, and you can name that resource, think of a time when you were fully and completely in the state of mind that this other person needed to be in the situation where you felt hurt. Think of that past time when you fully had that resource, and be fully there, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, feeling your feelings, being fully in that state. And imagine that the person that you were wanting to forgive is in that state. So as you hold the feelings of being in that state yourself, notice how the person you're wanting to forgive would look, move, speak to you, What's your facial expression like? How are they breathing? What would they say differently? And watch that person being over there with you, like on a movie screen, and notice how they would behave very differently with that resource. Once they look and sound different, and it's clear that they would behave differently with that resource, kind of float into them, become them, and become them relating to you in a whole new way. Notice how it must feel to be them with that resource looking at you. Notice what shifts as you do this. Then become yourself and experience them behaving towards you in that new resourceful way. Notice how this begins to feel different. Giving them the resource that they needed begins to free you up. In Central Mexico, there's a philosophy called the Toltec philosophy. And one of their points to live by, their principles for life, is don't take anything personally. Because no matter how somebody behaves, it's about their reality and experience, not yours. Even if they say something unkind to you or do something unkind to you, it's their experience, not yours. You don't have to be hooked by it. Now, as you notice that things are beginning to feel different, kind of drop inside and find a time and place where you really forgave someone else. You might have forgiven a child for doing some wrong behavior. You might have even forgiven your puppy for using your carpet instead of the outdoors. But just any time where you let go, released, and forgave. But notice in your body what it feels like as you let go and release and forgive. And fully remember the time when you've forgiven someone or something. And look at this person that you're wanting to forgive and mentally affirm by saying, I forgive and release you. Now, as you notice that it begins to feel different inside, with them now operating more resourcefully, drift and drop inside and find a time and place where you forgave someone else. Might have been a child, a friend, a spouse. And notice what that feels like in your body as you think about that forgiveness. Just notice where you feel it. And as you begin to feel that in your body, just bring your hands to your heart, one hand on top of the other. Get a sense of that feeling of forgiveness in your body and fully remember the time when you forgave the other person. And holding your hands on your heart and this feeling, look at the person that you're wanting to forgive and forgive them. And mentally affirm that by saying, I forgive and release you. And begin to imagine good things happening to that person. And think about how you've been hooked and where in your body you might have been hooked. Pull the hook out and hand it back to them. And as you hand it back to them, allow yourself a new sense of freedom, a sense of release. Take in a deep breath, and as you release it, let them go.